morning, y'all.
Just one halakha in the laws of Eruv Tavshilin. The halakha talks about the Gadol Ha'ir, that when he makes the Eruv Tavshilin, he makes the Eruv not only for himself and his family, but he has in mind for the entire Kahal, for the entire congregation. The question is, it's not enough just for the Gadol Ha'ir to say that I have in mind for this Eruv, for the entire Kahal. They have to actually have a chelek in the Eruv. They have to have a part of the Eruv. So how is the Gadol Ha'ir able to give part of the Eruv to everyone in the congregation? He's not going to knock on their doors and say, you know, I'm giving you a piece of the Eruv, you're part of it, and so on and so forth. So the halakha says he has to be mezakeh to them al yedei acher. So I'll tell you the practical way that it's done. The Rav takes the Eruv Tavshilin, and according to the Benu Ari, first he says the Beracha, Amitzvat Eruv. And then he says the Beden Eruba, Yeshara Lana, the Afuye, Bashuye, Bashule, Dukesharga, etc., etc. And then he goes to a neighbor, and he says, take this Eruv and be Mizakeh for the entire Kahal Kadosh or El Yaakov. And once he picks it up, so now he's mezakeh for everybody else, even if they don't know about it. Doesn't matter. Zachin ha'adam shelo befanav. So it's a chut for them to be part of the eruv. There's a big question if a person can be mezakeh ayideh his wife. Let's say he tells his wife, "You pick up the eruv, mezakeh for everybody else." The Chetahila Chem Ben Sion says one should not use his wife because it's the same hand. And therefore, he should use a neighbor to make the zichut ayat fa'achirim. If the Rav doesn't know this, you cannot rely on the Rav. The Rav has to know this halakha. The Rabbi can't say, it's okay, I had you in mind. It's nothing to do with kavana over here. It's an actual kinyan that is executed. Now the question is, according to the halakha, let's say all he has is one piece of bread and one egg, like we do it, like the minhag. Does he have to be mezakeh to each person in the congregation of Kezayit? Then he's going to have to take a whole bakery. He's going to have to take a whole farm of eggs. The halakha says he does not. So long as they have even a small chelek in the eruv, they're considered part of the eruv. And then it'll help those people that either forgot, or the people that were anus, or the people that the eruv was eaten before the time, or the almanot that are not accustomed to making erubin. And this is the proper procedure.